This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with author Veronica Roth of the Divergent series coming right up. But first, a Florida man was killed after the mattress he was sitting on fell out of the back of a moving pickup truck. The mattress wasn't secured and the man was thrown onto the road. He was rushed to a hospital, but he died. Cops are looking into the incident. A Las Vegas doctor and his wife were arrested for having drug-fueled swinger parties at their $3 million home. An undercover operation began in 2013 when two cops posed as a couple and attended several parties. They left the first party when people started to have sex and were offered Molly or ecstasy. They attended a second party in January of 2014 and were offered more drugs. A third party included 100 people in the home and featured fluorescent body paint and the doctor doing lines of cocaine with several guests, allegedly. When cops raided the home, they found marijuana, magic mushrooms, meth, cocaine, and more ecstasy. Six others were arrested and faced several drug-related charges. A teenager was caught on camera giving a serious beatdown to a classmate and her brother at a park in Indianapolis. Did you see this one? Bystanders recorded the victim screaming, "What did I do?" as her attacker punches and throws her to the ground in the two-minute clip. The video shows the victim screaming, "Stop, please stop." The crying girl finally gets up and tries to walk away with her young brother, about 5 years old, but the attacker starts to punch her again. When the girl's little brother tries to stop the fight, she grabs him by the neck and throws him down on the cement. The 14-year-old girl seen beating up the other girl has been identified and arrested on an unrelated matter. Police in Indianapolis say the video is still under investigation. Sex doesn't sell. Researchers showed people the latest all-natural commercial from Carl's Jr. that aired during the Super Bowl. Only 27% said they planned to visit a Carl's Jr. or Hardee's location within 30 days. That figure is well below the typical 43% of consumers who usually respond similarly after viewing restaurant ads. And 52% said they found the ad offensive, while 51% found it irritating and annoying. Facebook has cleared up some questions about what content is banned from the network. It updated its community standards to clarify what's acceptable and what's not on the giant social network. The rules are generally pretty clear when it comes to porn, but with general nudity, Facebook says it removes photos of genitals or fully exposed buttocks. The site bans images of female breasts, but allows photos of women engaged in breastfeeding or showing breasts with post-mastectomy scarring. Photos of nude paintings, sculptures, and other art are okay, but when it comes to violence or graphic images, the rules depend on why it's being posted. If someone is sharing their experience or raising awareness about an issue, that's okay. If the image is only posted to glorify violence, it would not be allowed. A watch-like device, Capture, records everything everyone around you says. Capture will be released next month. It wraps around a person's wrist and records everything everyone says around you. One of the creators came up with the idea when his girlfriend said something he wanted to remember forever. The device has an omnidirectional microphone and an internal hard drive. It costs $150 and will be shipped to people who contributed to the Kickstarter campaign next month. Capture can record up to 60 seconds of audio and be tapped twice to send the recording to your phone using Bluetooth. 25 recordings can be stored on the Capture if your phone is off. The battery lasts about 15 hours. And finally, a recall this week. Kraft has pulled back 242,000 cases of their famous mac and cheese, which adds up to more than 6.5 million boxes of the popular item. The company revealed they're recalling it because the boxes may contain small pieces of metal. Kraft said it had received 8 consumer complaints about the product, but luckily, no injuries have been reported. The company released a statement of apology and said the affected boxes have the best when used by dates of September 18, 2015 through October 11, 2015 with the code C2 directly below the date. Author Veronica Roth is only 25 years old, but her Divergent trilogy has become a big hit and a big hit movie.
How are you doing?
Good. Can you hear us way up there?
Yes.
No, I'm kidding, but I was just reading an article that you were involved with about your height. Well, we'll get to that in a minute because want to talk about the new movie coming out this Friday, right? Insurgent, based on your writing. How exciting is this?
It's pretty awesome. I mean, it doesn't really get old.
Well, yeah, you've got a trilogy going. They've already done, what, 2 out of the 3?
No, this is the second. So they've done Divergent, and, you know, this is the next installment.
Right. 2 out of 3. And then will the third one be made into a movie as well?
Well, that's the hope, yeah.
And what was your thinking about this book when you decided to write a trilogy? How did you come up with this idea at such a tender age?
Well, I was in psychology class my freshman year of college, and I was learning about exposure therapy, which is a method of treating anxiety in which you're repeatedly exposed to what scares you until your brain habituates to it. So you kind of get over fear by experiencing fear over and over and over again. I thought that was a very interesting concept, and so I wanted to use it in a sci-fi way, and that's where some of the weird simulated realities that my main character experiences come from.
Did you always want to be a writer? Was that your dream?
It was, yeah. I've been writing almost every day since I was about 11 years old, and I didn't know if it would work, but I certainly was determined to try.
Well, of course, it's a big step from Dear Diary to having movies made out of your books, though.
That's true, yeah. I mean, you know, it took a lot of work and a lot of good timing and a lot of people believing in, you know, in the power of the work, so I feel very lucky. Well, I think Hollywood is paying a little more attention to the book industry these days, given that there have been so many successful adaptations, you know, both in, like, the young adult genre and other genres. So there was a little bit of buzz going on about my book at the time, and I think it was kind of interesting to a lot of people in Hollywood, and there were some people who were especially passionate about it and kind of went with them.
It's amazing how successful you are. Is this your first trilogy?
Yes, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to sound negative, but what do you do for an encore? You know, what do you do after having such success so quickly?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to keep writing and see how it goes. You got to, I mean, there's no way to control how people react to what you do. So you just kind of have to, like, put your head down and get to work and trust your instincts. That's my official plan. We'll see if it works.
Are you making sure the movies stay true to your books?
I have a good relationship with the people working on it, and they're open to my feedback, but you know, like with anything else, they are trying to make sure that they just make a strong movie. So some changes happen, but I'm there to advocate for the characters especially, and to consult on, like, the world building, like whether things work and stuff like that. So I'm involved, but mostly I like to focus on writing.
Will witnessing the movie making affect your future writing?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't think it really can, because at the phase of, you know, just like creating new work, I can't think about movie stuff. That's like insane.
Tell everybody the plot of this trilogy. What is happening in the storyline here?
So the story is about a young woman named Triss who grows up in a dystopian Chicago in which society is divided into 5 factions, and each one is dedicated to cultivating a particular virtue in its members. So she grows up in the selfless faction, but it's kind of stifling her. And when she gets the opportunity to choose a new one, she chooses Dauntless, which is the brave faction in which there are a lot of risks involved. And then she kind of uncovers a plot to upend the system as it's in place. So then everything just goes to hell.
Will the next book or books be totally different? Will you purposely go in another direction and, you know, write a book about the conquering of the West or something, you know, something completely different?
No, I mean, I am writing a new series, and it's a little more sci-fi than this, but still I love writing for young readers. I have a lot of affection and respect for them, so I'm kind of sticking, you know, with that, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, when you say young readers, what age group are you talking about?
Well, the breadth of ages has gotten a little bigger since the movies, but 14 and up is like the official recommendation from the publisher, but a lot of my readers are 11 to 18, which is kind of a broad range. They are certainly excited about the characters in the books, which is great.
Well, I think it's so interesting to be a writer of, you know, this kind of fiction, because you can just make everything up. You make up societies and time frames and how things are working and gadgetry and and mind games. I mean, you just make all of this up out of whole cloth.
Yeah, and I especially like the gadgetry. It's funny you would mention that. There's a bunch of, like, mind-altering serums that I think are very interesting. There's, like, a truth serum. There's one that, you know, you get to encounter your fears in real time. There's one that's, like, exceptionally calming. So we have, like, you know, kind of prototypes of those things now, but I think they could be really helpful if they actually existed. And just a way of, like, connecting your brain to a computer in a more more sophisticated way. I think that would be pretty interesting. It will be me developing the technology.
Well, I alluded to this at the outset, but I just read an article about your height. You're 6 foot tall, and you kind of stood out in a crowd?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're that tall, that young, and a girl, you kind of feel like a linebacker a little bit, because you're just bigger, especially than the boys who have yet to grow. So it can be a little hard for a young woman of that age. I think I was 14 when I reached 6 feet, so I just felt huge all the time and not like a dainty little girl, which is what, you know, what people kind of want you to be. That's like desirable. So yeah, I mean, I had to grow into it, definitely.
Veronica Roth, we look forward to this big premiere on Friday, the new Divergent series film Insurgent, and hopefully the third of the trilogy will be made pretty soon, because I'm sure your fans just can't wait to get the sequel.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly hope so.
All right, all the best. You sound like a fun-loving young lady, and we thank you very much for a couple of minutes.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
With author Veronica Roth, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You get a job to support your lifestyle, but can your lifestyle kill your dream?
Yes, if it costs too much. You may have to stay in a job you hate. You may have to jump at the first offer rather than waiting for a job you would love.
In other words, how you spend your money may determine how you earn money, but you don't have to settle for this situation.
Review your spending with an eye toward creating more flexibility for yourself.
Ask yourself, would I be happier if I eliminated this cost and spent more time doing what I want?
If the answer is no, then spend away. If not, you've gained some flexibility.
Finding the harmony between your lifestyle and your career leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Natural News is reporting that much of the natural soy protein used in foods, from your workout protein bars to baby formulas, is bathed in a toxic explosive chemical solvent called hexane. Hexane is a neurotoxic substance that's a byproduct of gasoline refining. Products such as Clif Bars with the label made with organic oats and soybeans are required by law to have 70% organic ingredients, but the remaining 30% can legally be contaminated with hexane. Not only is hexane used in most American soy-based products, but Martek Biosciences Corporation, which makes soy infant formula, suffered a wastewater explosion caused by hexane pollution. But fully organic soy products happily contain no hexane residues. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.